Well, Stick It to Cancer was created to raise money for a cure for cancer. It's a new organization, but I think the history of it is pretty long. About 9 years ago, when we started our business, we were looking for a way to help cure kids' cancer, and so we sought out what we called the Leukemia Society, and we started working with them about 9 years ago and helping them with their events throughout the year. In February, we realized that there's another L in LLS, and it's actually called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because John was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it kind of brought it really close to home, and we stopped calling it the Leukemia Society at our house. We started calling it LLS. So we, through that diagnosis, we made a commitment to each other as a husband and wife team that we wanted to work through it. And we not only wanted to work through it, we wanted to grow our business through it, and we wanted to make something great happen because of it. And pretty quickly after that, we decided to start a team for the Light the Night Walk in October. And we named it Team In Depth because we were already talking to our family. And we had pretty much, we set up a family blog, and we told our family that we were dealing with John's cancer as if it were a large vehicle client, as if it were a fleet client, as if we were doing 200 wraps, and we were tackling this cancer as if it were just taking up 5 hours of every Friday, and it was just a really demanding client. So we signed every blog that we were Team In Depth, Sticking It to Cancer, because we thought with our vehicle wrap company and this being a new client of ours, we needed to stick it to cancer. So as we kept writing that blog, and then we had decided to do the walk team, it kind of dawned on us that this needed its own entity. It needed its own brand, because that's kind of what we do, is help folks create a brand and be consistent with their brand. And so we created Stick It to Cancer, and it debuted not very long ago, and it's already making some great strides and gaining some great awareness. August 1st is when we really debuted Stick It to Cancer, and I think that was the day we started the Facebook page. And since then, we have very close to 800 fans on that page, and it's just been overwhelming.
Did you say August 1st?
August 1st.
2010?
Yeah.
Yes.
This broadcast, just so you guys know, in case you're downloading this a year from now, this is August the 16th. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's amazing.
It's really quite awe-inspiring. I wake up every day and say, what's going to happen today? Who's going to call? What are we going to get to do today? Because we've had just an amazing outpouring of people who not only get behind this cause, but want to actually jump up and do something, which is, of course, the exciting thing.
What are the kind of things people can do to help? It's probably more than just giving money. What are some other things that they can do?
Really, you know, when you get diagnosed with cancer, it's kind of a slap in the head, and it either does one of two things. You can either sit down and kind of go inside of yourself and withdraw from everybody, or you can decide to stand up like, you know, your Livestrong band there in the Lance Armstrongs and do something better with it. And so the things that people can do is just basically awareness, because that's what's needed the most. I'm very fortunate. I'm 37 years old, you know, got lymphoma, in which I actually have Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is, as they call it, the good cancer, a lot of people say to me. It's got a very high success rate, but the reason it has a high success rate is because of the work of organizations like LLS.
It's a 95% cure rate there,
that's right. It's very high. So
wow, you know, that's great.
Going into it, I knew I'd have a little more energy than some of the other patients out there, these kids that have been battling leukemia for their whole life. And that's obviously why we got started in it, and still a big fuel in my day. The days that I don't feel so good, it's pretty hard not to get up when you know that there's a kid somewhere that's fighting the same thing.
But you see, it's not surprising to me that people are outpouring support and getting involved. I still mentioned that I ran a half marathon a couple months ago, and I wore a yellow Livestrong shirt. And so this was up in Nashville, 40,000 runners in this thing, so it was a big event. And I was just stunned that running this 13.1 mile course, how many people would just yell out from the crowd, "Go Livestrong, go Livestrong." You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. And you know, not a day passes that someone asked me in the elevator coming up, "What's the green band stand for?" I mean, so people are aware of these things, and they're looking for a way to plug in and make a difference.
Right.
And even if it's just a little bit they can do each day. What are some of the kind of things that you're doing on this Facebook page? Are you sharing statistics, telling stories, inviting others to tell stories?
Lots of stories daily. You know, it's funny. We Stick It to Cancer has its own T-shirt line as well, and it's kind of irreverent. And if you have a chance to go look at them, I'm wearing one today that says "Cancer bites, bite back," and John's wearing one that says "Cancer blows."
He's got a big puffer fish on it.
Yeah, there's a huge puffer fish on it.
I like your irreverent tone, though. All right, so where do we get to the shirts?
The shirts are actually, you can go to our website, which is stickit2cancer.com, and there's a link to the Facebook site. We're working on e-commerce t-shirt ordering. Our web guru, Chris Jordan, I think you, Todd, you know Chris Jordan. Our webmaster, Chris Jordan, is working on that fervently. But as you say, it's only been since August 1st, and we're sort of like, oh my goodness, what else needs to be done today? So, look, we just got a Twitter account yesterday because I've been posting from In-Depth Wraps, and my good friend James Ball and Taryn P. said, you need your own handle.
Well, I credit you for just diving in and getting started instead of waiting until everything was perfect, because you never get started.
That's exactly right.
We seem to work better that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like having children. You wait, and if you wait till everything's, all the stars are aligned, you'll never have children.
Right. Well, that's how life is. You just, as you know better than most, you just take it as it comes and get into it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about the vehicle wrap business.
Well, that would be my area. The vehicle wrap business started in 2001, so we were kind of early to it. First vehicles were actually wrapped, I guess, in 1993, but they didn't do much until probably 2000. And I'd been working in the sign industry for about 5 years, and we found that with a baby on the way, it was time to start our own business.
Doesn't that sound like a great time to start
your
own business?
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely.
two months before the birth of our daughter, we decided, it's time to start our own business and pull away from our other jobs. And so we started a sign company initially, and wasn't a month or two down the road that everybody was asking us to do vehicles because that was our strength. And so the vehicle wrap business has been good to us. And so, obviously this is a great way to give back. But dollar for dollar, obviously I believe it's the best advertising you can put out there.